All right, this is a continuation of a hearing for Mr. William Rogers, ADC number 95098. And we were at a point in the hearing where we were ready to take testimony from his supporters. So I believe his wife was just about ready to give her testimony. And if you'd just start by stating your name, please.
Patricia Rogers.
Thank you. And then just what would you like to tell the board?
I wanted to express, since my, now my husband, since he's gotten out, he says he follows through with all the conditions of his release, the parole and everything. You know, we just want, he wants to be able to work steadily and where we could go and see family. Like he had mentioned, we had lost my brother-in-law, very unexpected. And it's been very difficult on all of us family. Who wanted to be there more for my mother-in-law, father-in-law, sister-in-laws, and all of our family? We want to spend more quality time. We've been able to, but not as much as we'd like to. We're just all very close, very loving, close-knit family. And he is very responsible, very loving, you know, with what happened is in the past. And he's just all about family, working, and just wanting to live our lives being happy.
All right. Any questions?
We are paying, like he had mentioned, with losing my brother-in-law, unexpected. We were trying to raise funds for the funeral. And now we're starting to get back on top. We just made a payment and everything, and we're going to be back on regular payments and hopefully have it paid soon. Or until we have it paid, we will be, you know, he'll be able to make regular payments until it's all paid in full.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And who would you like to come up next? Whatever
order you prefer.
Good morning. Welcome. Good morning. Please state your name and then what would you like?
Baker.
Thank you.
I'm William's youngest sister. A few things that I just wanted to mention. My brother Isaac was here the last time we were here. Mm-hmm. Life is very short. I expressed to you guys the first time that I've been without him 26 years. And then it's just me and Isaac. Well, Isaac is my youngest brother, and I'm the baby sister. And, we did not expect him to have a massive heart attack at 43 years old. So it's very hard, but it just happened. So all I want is for the court to give my brother a chance before he's gone, or before I'm gone, or before my parents are gone. My parents are not doing very good. That's why they are not here. My sister-in-law would be here. She's having a very hard time. Right now, I know we have a big family, but when it comes to siblings, it's just us. I know that I'm not always around because I travel a lot. But I'm with my family right now, trying to spend as much time as possible. possible because I know tomorrow is not promised. And I want to be able to spend as much time with my family as possible before somebody else is gone. I know that there were some decisions made in the past, and I know that my brother regrets them. Like I said before, I was very angry for a very long time. But we're finding our way. And there's been a lot of forgiveness. And a lot of prayer and a lot of seeking from him and guidance to help us get through all of this. All I can do is hope and pray that this court gives my brother a chance to be able to be with us more and to be able to get out, be able to be a person, a human being, a normal person, get to see the world, get to be able, if he does have a family, be able to get to do stuff with his family. And that's all I'm asking. That's all I'm asking, is for him to have a chance to be able to live that normal life. I know and I understand the consequences that people have to have when something happens. I understand that my brother has given 26 years of his life, and I want the court to just please give him another chance. That's all. Thank you.
Any questions?
No.
Okay, did any other supporters want to speak? No? Okay, thank you. Thank you all for being here. So, Ms. Flores, are you still on the phone?
I am.
Would you like to say something to contribute to this hearing? If you could start by please stating your full name.
Mila Flores. And I'm a Mr. Rogers' parole officer. I really don't have anything to add as to the progress report. I don't know if you have any questions or concerns.
Yes, we have the progress report, and I appreciate that. That always gives us a lot of good information. It looks like Mr. Rogers had the one violation with his itinerary, and we've had no problems other than that one. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. And he was verbally redirected, and after we had that conversation with him, he was staffed with a supervisor. We haven't had any issues.
Okay. And he's been, other than what he and his wife have explained about having to come up with some additional expenses in December, he's been okay on the payments of the restitution?
Yes, I've seen a couple of receipts. I don't know the current balance, but I did advise them if they could bring the paperwork to the court, I mean to the board hearing today.
Right.
And I heard Patricia that she was giving that to you guys. I'm not sure what the balance is, but I know that they are making efforts as to paying the restitution.
Yes, yes. And she did provide these papers, and they'll be part of the record now. So we'll add that to the file. Okay, let's see if fellow board members have any questions. Anyone have a question for Officer Flores? Okay, thank you, ma'am, for participating in this, and you're welcome to stay on the phone and listen to the rest of the hearing. We're just about at the end of the hearing anyway, so thank you
again. Okay, I appreciate it.
Thank you again. All right, Mr. Rogers, you want to come up to the podium? We're coming up to the end of your hearing. I want to know if you've thought of anything else you'd like the board to consider. Is there anything else you'd like us to know?
Other than that, we'd love to have the opportunity to just have a chance to be on regular parole, you know. I believe in my heart that I can do it. I know I can stay out of trouble, stay away from all the negative people, negative nonsense around me. You know, I don't want to have that. the old me. Get older and get wiser and grow out of that nonsense. So I feel like, you know, like I said earlier, I know the temptation is always going to be there. Negative people are always going to be there. So you just got to learn. I always try to make the right decisions, you know. Think before you do something stupid. This is so hard. I just know in my heart that I can do this. I really do. So I don't have those doubts.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you for your statement. And so, Mr. Rogers, you'll remember from last time the board does its discussion in public under the Arizona Open Meeting Law. So we'll go into discussion and just ask that everyone just remain silent and you can have a seat right there. Thank you. The board is now in discussion. Mr. Rogers has, I remember his last hearing when he was here, and I think at that point he was still looking for a job, but now he has found one, and it sounds like he feels pretty confident with wanting to stay with that company and promote within the company. And if not that, he's willing to go look somewhere else for a job. I hear that he has a good support system. I mean, a great many of them are here today in support. And he himself has brought up several times about staying away from negative people. He was the first one to bring it up. Nobody on the board mentioned that. And I think that's one of the keys to being successful is to when those people come around, you just go turn and walk away. And it sounds like he is able to do that, or he will be able to do that. He's mentioned involvement in the church. Says he hasn't driven a car yet, so that'll be a new experience, definitely coming up here. But at this point, just based on everything I've heard today, I could definitely consider moving him to general parole. But I'll listen to any input from fellow board members. Mr. Quinones?
I think you covered the main points, and I simply agree with you. I think he's given it a good year. He's had a few minor slip-ups that to me are red flags.
Right.
They're just things that happen along the way, but I think the big issues, he seems very motivated to move on with his life, and I like his attitude.
Thank you. Mr.
Neal, any comment? Well, I agree. I think he's done a remarkable job in the roughly a year that he's been out there with ankle bracelet. We see a lot of people stumble a lot. Mm. They don't necessarily fall, but they stumble. It's not an easy task to keep up with that itinerary. I think it is kind of, it's not only a rule, but it's kind of a test to see, you know, how well somebody can reintegrate. But at this point in time, I'm very, potentially satisfied with his progress and his motivation, and he has made some, I'd say, a leap in motivation since his last hearing. And so he's a quiet man.
He's very soft-spoken.
And I like his attitude about the negative people out there, not just people that he would be for you, whatever, but there's people all over the place that drag you down if you don't watch who you hang out with. And he's seems to have a little bit of handle on that. And I think it's time to give him a little bit more freedom and see if he likes driving these new friends with cars. They're not doing it, but they were 26 years ago. I do have a question, though, real quick, if we might go out of discussion.
Okay, I'll go out of discussion briefly.
Have you got a good handle on cell phones, smartphones?
Oh my goodness. Technology is blowing my mind. I'm getting hang-up.
Okay.
You're working at it.
Thank you. That's probably the biggest change that happened as well. Somebody's incarcerated that long.
So the last I was here was with Beepers. That was the last. Great.
Okay, thank you. Back
in discussion, though. Okay. All right, then I'm going to make a motion that we grant 412 general parole, and so, of course, we'll deny home arrest and absolute discharge. and the conditions, I'll make that motion first, that we grant.
Second.
Agreed.
All right, seconded. Mr. Neal, agreed. Mr. Kinnear. And then the conditions, follow all mandatory conditions and sanctions. No alcohol use, continued. Random tests for drugs and alcohol. And I'm not going to check may not operate motor vehicles, so you'll be back to being able to use a car when you feel ready. And your parole officer agrees. Must pay restitution, continuing to pay that. And I'll check, partake in available programming as directed, but there may or may not be any, and that would be at the parole officer's discretion. The supervision fee will continue, and that'll just continue like it has been. So, Mr. Rogers, do you feel you can live with those conditions?
Did I feel?
Do you feel you can live with these conditions? All right, sir. Well, then, you've been granted general parole.
Thank you.
And if you will keep in mind, you're still on home arrest until you talk with your parole officer and officially get off of home arrest. So it'll be, it's whatever, sign paperwork and, remove the ankle bracelet. So. But thank you, sir. Thank you all for coming today.
Thank you.
All right.
Good luck.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Please stay safe.
All right. So this will conclude the hearing at this point.
Thank you.